Last week we were discussing the third answer to the Gemara's question, what David HaMelech was worried about. And David HaMelech was in the fields there and he had a question: could he take barley from the Jewish farmers and repay them with the radoshim, with the lentils he was going to get from the plishtim? And the psak was that he wasn't allowed to, because if you steal, even though you're planning on paying, the pasuk says you're still called a rasha, because now you're a thief, and so now you pay back, but in the meantime you're a thief, you remain a thief, and that's prohibited. We saw the big chiddush of the rush, which is paskind in Shulchan Aruch, that that's only because he didn't have the lentils yet. But if he had the lentils already, and he was machne them to the Jews ahead of time, and assuming the lentils are worth a lot more than barley, so in those conditions, he's allowed to first be machne the lentils to the Jews, and then take the barley that he needs from the Jews, and that will be permitted. We then said from the Beis Ephraim that if you're going to give back mamish the same thing, the Beis Ephraim's case was someone had given silver to a smith to make a cup, a silver cup, and the smith needed that silver for another project, and he was going to replace it with silver of equal value. The Beis Ephraim passed that was okay, even though you're not being machne, you're not giving it over to the customer ahead of time in that case, because there you're giving him back the same exact product, and you didn't even have to make a kinyan ahead of time. The Beis Ephraim said, and we use that to explain that maybe that would be the same halacha if the case of the Mishpati HaTorah was talking about fabric. Someone gave fabric to a seamstress, and that seamstress needed the fabric for another job. She could take it for the other job as long as she gives back the same type of fabric for this job. And it could be that it could be the same thing by if your car is in the shop and they want to take out your tires to give you and give you back better tires in exchange or of equal value, or your computer is being fixed, they're going to take out your DVD drive and put another one in of better or equal value. It could be that would be the same thing also. This week we're going to talk about the second terrace of the Gemara, and that brings us to the issue of is it permitted to steal? Is it ever permitted to steal under extenuating circumstances? We'll see. We'll go through the Gemara again, that part of it, and we'll see what David HaMelech's situation was. Right, so let's read the Gemara again. This is the second terrace. Last week we went to the third terrace. This is the second terrace. Ruhuna Amar. Ruhuna said, what was going on? What was David HaMelech's shaila? Yidishim disa'arim disa'ahavu. According to this chart also, they were talking about stacks of barley belonging to Jews. But according to this terrace, the problem here was that the plishtim were hiding. They were using the barley as shields. So they figured that they'll hide in the barley. No one will ever find them. And this way they could be protected. Or they thought, well, David HaMelech would never burn down Jewish barley, and they used them as barley shields. I'm not sure which, whatever it was, they were hiding in the barley. And David Shaila was to come and boile. Ma'al ha'atza atmo, the mamon chaveiro. I'm allowed to save myself from the plishtim by destroying the property belonging to those Jews who own the barley. He wanted to burn down the whole, bomb the whole barley stack, and kill the plishtim inside it. So Sholchulei, they sent back to him, Asur lahatzil atzma v'mamon chaveiro. It's prohibited to save yourself with someone else's money. Avot ha-melech atzapa, for you, since you're a king, melech paris lasos v'derech, king is allowed to breach a fence to make a path for himself, and emoch v'yonano can protest because the melech has that power. So the Gemara, according to this terrace, Rav Huna is saying that under normal circumstances you want to save your life, and in order to do that you have to destroy someone else's property. You're not allowed to do that unless you're a king. But that's what the Gemara says. We'll make it a little bit clearer. The Gemara goes weiter, and the Gemara says Bishlam Alaman Damar Lemikli. It's good according to this chat we just said, the second answer, that what David HaMelech wanted to do was he wanted to burn down the barley in order to save himself. That's what the pasuk means, that this soldier stood in the middle of the portion of the barley fields and saved it, because he stopped it from being burnt down. That's called he saved that field. Eloman Domer Lachlufi, but according to the pshat we learned last week, that Domer Mel just wanted to switch the barley for the lentil, so my Vayatzila, what's the meaning he saved it? He wasn't trying to destroy anything, he was just going to take this and return it with other ones. So the Gemara says, Pasha Teloshavag Lachlufi, that the soldiers wouldn't let Domer Mel make the switch because they paskin that it was Asir. So, Pashim Shad in the Gemara, the way Rashi learns it, Rashi says, on the other side of the hand, Rashi says, Vayati Leha. What's it, Shad, he saved it? The warriors say, the Shalom Yisrafuho, they shouldn't burn it down. Hoel, Vo'asir Lahasil, as Asma, B'maman Chaveiro. Because you're not allowed to save yourself, you're not allowed to save your life with someone else's property. Oh, yeah, fella, a good thing, yeah. That's what it, but that's what Rashi says. And that's what we'll talk about tonight. Where do you see such a halacha that you have to give up your life rather than steal money belonging to another person? But that's the way Rashi is learning the Gemara.
It's not what the
Gemara Chamorah is, but we'll see. Maybe there's a fourth. But that's what Rashi says. So the other Rishonim disagree with Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos and the Rosh say that wasn't the issue. David HaMelech knew that he was allowed to burn down the silos, to kill the plishtim, to save his life. There's nothing that stands before Pikuach Nefesh, and that wasn't his shaila. The shaila that David HaMelech had was, if he burns it down, to save his life, does he have to pay for them afterwards? That was the question. Right, the Rosh, the Tosu says, his shaila was, does he have to pay after he saves himself for the Pikuch Nefesh? The Rosh, the same thing. They told him, it's forbidden to save yourself with someone else's money. I died at the lister with the intention that you're not going to pay it back. Hello, rather, you could save yourself, Yishan, then pay. Right, so it's not pushed upon in the Gemara, but the implication that you have to die rather than steal $10 from someone, right? So we're talking about, okay, someone is dehydrated and he needs some water to drink, and if someone has one of these bottles of water over there, and he went inside for a second, the other person, and all you have to do is take that bottle of water and drink it and save your life. According to Rashi, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to save yourself with someone else's property. According to Tosfos and the Rosh, what the Gemara is saying is you're not allowed to if you think you're not going to pay back. But if you have a mind, okay, I'm going to take it, I'll give him the 20 cents afterwards, so then it's okay. Because certainly for Pikuach Nefesh, even though normally you can't do that, normally you can't steal in order, that's what we learned last week, normally you can't steal in order to pay back. Right, that's also under normal circumstances to steal on the condition to pay back. Unless it's, well, you say it's better and you're mocking ahead of time the whole business that we talked about last week. But normally you can't steal in order to pay back. But if it's a shaila, pikuach nefesh, then you're allowed to steal, assuming with intention to pay back. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, fortunately, like Tosfos and the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, afilu simin shin on tesif dalet, sif after what we learned last week, afilu hu pesakonis modes, even if someone is in danger of dying, the tzarech ligzol es chaveiro kidei lahatzol nashen, he has to take something belonging to another person in order to save himself, tzarech shelo yikocheno elo al das l'shalim. You're not allowed to take it unless you have in mind that you're going to pay it back. That's possibly in the Shulchan Aruch, like Tosfos and the Rosh. Not like Rashi would seem to say, you're not allowed to take it at all. And what's the reason? I won't hold you in suspense any longer. Why should Rashi say such a strange halacha that you're not allowed to steal in order to save your life? We know that there's only three averos that one has to give his life up for, and those are not to murder someone, and not to do adultery, and not to do idolatry. The three cardinal sins. We're not allowed to violate even on threat of death, so why we're stealing fit in. So the Marim Shik says that since the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Hagozas Chaveiro Shavar Pruta, if you steal a Shavar Pruta from your friend, you will not tell Nishmas of a notch, just like you killed him. So stealing is like an avizrayu of murder, and just like you can't murder someone, you also can't steal. We know that from different Gemaras that these three Aveiros include everything that comes subsidiaries of them. So a subsidiary of murder is stealing. That's the way Rashi would learn it, and that's where Rashi holds that a person has to give up his life. He shouldn't take that water bottle because that will be stealing. He'll be Moshe Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem and not take that water bottle and die, and that's his chiyuv. Once again, we don't pass on like Rashi, so don't do it like that. We pass on like Tosus and the Rush, who holds that you are mechuyev to take the water, but you have to do it on the condition that you're going to pay back. Okay. Now, what happens if you're very poor and you don't have any money, and that's what's going on? You know, suppose let's talk of the same case. You know, the person's dehydrating, and he's very poor, and he's going door to door to collect money. He doesn't have any money, and now he needs this water. He's going to die, and he doesn't have any money to pay back. So can he take it under such circumstances? So Shulchan Aruch HaRav says this halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, and he adds in one more phrase. He says, you're not allowed to take it even though it's a dire circumstances of even possible death, unless you're going to pay. Elo avdas l'shalem, and he adds these two words, kishatimsa yodo, when you end up having the money. Meaning, even though you don't have the money now, but if your intention is to steal it and pay back when you get the money, that's good enough. And certainly anyone in his right mind will say, okay, I'm stealing this water, even though I don't have the money now, but when I get it, I'm certainly going to give the money back, the 20 cents back to Reuven, rather than die and not have the money afterwards. Right? That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And that's what Tzemach Tzedek explains. We're talking someone who doesn't even have the money now. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav is explaining, that even though we don't have the money now, but we hope to get it, the honey hopes to get it, so that's okay to steal under such circumstances. Now, Pitzchei Choshen, though, takes it one step further, tries to take it one step further, and he gets stuck. He says, suppose a person's in a circumstance where he's in dire straits, he really needs the water, he needs something, and there's water there, but he doesn't know who it belongs to. And by taking it, he'll never be able to pay it back because he doesn't know who he's stealing from. You know, someone put it down, he doesn't know who it is, he's in a strange place, and if he takes that water, he won't know who to give it back to. So Pitzchei Choshen says, it seems like there's no heter in such a case, based like from the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch's heter is only adaita l'sham, only if you have in mind to pay. Here you know you're not going to find the person because you have no idea who it is, who it belongs to. It's not an aveda, it belongs to someone. You have no idea whose it is. Right? It's freezing cold outside, you see a coat there, and which someone left. And you're going to take it to walk home and then bring it back later. Right? You can't do that. Because you don't know. Well, yeah, you bring it back. That might help if it's pikuach nefesh. But in the case of the water, you drink the water. You don't know who to return it to. Pitzchei Choshen says you can't extend the Shulchan Aruch HaRav Seter over there. However, at the end of the shir, we'll see that there is one heter for that also. Okay, so at this point, we've seen this machlokas b'shonim, where a person really needs this food or water or medicine to live, is he allowed to steal it in order to save his life? According to Rashi, he's not allowed to. He has to die. It's like the three chamuros. According to Tosfos HaRosh and the way Shulchan Aruch paskins, if he's able to pay it back, or he has in mind that he's going to pay it back, he can take it. If he has no ability to pay it back, there's no way he'll ever be able to pay it back. It seems that even according to the Tosfos and the Rosh, he's not allowed to take it. Now, just before, in case we think, well, Rashi is such a chiddush, no one holds like it, we'll go through another two sugyas where we see that there are Rishonim, including Rashi himself, which seem to be a raya that it's usher to steal even for Bikoch Nefesh. Now, even though we said we don't pass him like that, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass him like that, but at least for us it'll help, and we'll see, it'll be no geya even that. But it's dashkafa, it'll be no geya as even now. There's no what it means to steal, that stealing could go so far that at least there's a rishon, Rashi, and we'll see these two sugyas that hold that a person should rather die than steal. That's the chumrah of gezel. So the first sugya is in Ksuvah Stav Yutesa Med Aleph. Rameh over there holds that if two witnesses were signed on a shtar, so that shtar is now valid. Once we confirm their verify the signatures, that star is valid, it's a good document, and you could do whatever you want with it, collect money, whatever it says, it's valid. But suppose those two witnesses come and say, you know, we signed falsely. So, you can't believe them because they'd be a Rishoyim to sign falsely. No one is willing to say he's a Rasha, that he lied. But Rameir says, if they say we signed falsely because people had a gun at our heads and they forced us to sign falsely, so in that case, they are believed. So Amar Rechista, I'm sorry, Rameir holds, even in that case, they're not believed. So Rav Chisda explains Rameir's reasoning. Amar Rav Chisda, Kasav Rameir, Rameir holds, Eidim she'amr lehem chismu, sheker al yei hargu. If witnesses were told, sign falsely, and if not, we're going to kill you. So yei hargu, v'yachtim u'sheker, they should allow themselves to be killed, and not sign falsely. So, because of that, Rameir holds, Rav Chisda says, because of that, Rameir holds that witnesses aren't allowed to believe, even to say that they signed falsely under a threat of death, because they were mechuyev to kill themselves, they were mechuyev to let themselves die, rather than sign falsely. So Amalei Rava said back to Rav Chisda, Asha, you also the common Amluchi, what would happen if these two witnesses came to us to ask a Shaila? Right now, someone has a gun at her head, and they said, if we don't sign our names on this thing and falsely, they're going to kill us, what are we supposed to do? So Rava said, certainly we would tell them, Aminu, who we would tell them, Zilu Chasuma, go sign the document, don't get yourself killed because the Amar Marka, as we learned, and the Chadara Hashemim with Nebi Koch Nefesh, the only thing you have to give up your life for is El Avodah Kochavim, only idolatry, Gilai Erois, adultery, Ushvichas Gamim, Bilvod, and murder. Not signing falsely, Sahash the Chasmu. So if the witnesses did sign, Aminu Lamai Chasmisu, but we say, why did you sign? So Rava says, that can't be Rameir's reason why we don't believe them. He says, a different reason. The reason is because once the witnesses sign, it's Kimisha Nechkru Eidusim Bezendami, that we consider their testimony to be confirmed, and they can't retract it. But from this Gemara, we see Rav Chisda, what's Rav Chisda hold? Rava said, you know, Rav Chisda is not dumb. You know, Rava said, what do you mean? There's only three Averis that you give your life up. So we see from Gemara is saying that the way Rashi learns them at least, that Rav Chisda holds that a person is not allowed to save his life at the expense of another person, stealing from another person. Because if you're going to sign this star and say that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, then Reuven really doesn't owe that money. But because the person has a gun in my head, I'm trying to save my life by making Reuven pay $1,000, Rav Chisda says, you're not allowed to do that. Rashi says, therefore, even though they said we were forced because of the threat of death, they will be making themselves Rishoyim, and they're not allowed to make themselves Rishoyim, and they're not believed to make themselves Rishoyim. But that's Rashi Lashita also, who holds that, at least there's a one Shita, who holds that a person has to give themselves up to death rather than steal a penny from another person. The Bidyan Sion says this Rashi is could be Lashitasa, that Rashi is saying that the Rav Chisda that we learned and this Rav Chisda holds like Rav Huna, who said that in Bava Kama that David HaMelech wanted to steal to save his life and the Pesach was he shouldn't, except maybe HaMelech can, but that was the Diyun over there. So Rav Chisda holds like Rav Huna that you're not allowed to save your life at expense of another person. However, the Ramban and Rashba, Ritva, other Rishonim and Ksuvas don't learn that pshat in the Gemara. They say certainly the person is not mechuyev to give up his life. No one could hold a person's mechuyev to give up his life for not to steal. There's no such halacha. And he says, what's the pshat in the Gemara? It was only midas chasidus. A person wouldn't sign falsely of midas chasidus. A person might want to give up their life in such a case. So that's why Rameir says a person is not believed to say he's not a chassid that he would do such a thing. That's what the Ramban says. It's not really so important because Rava shlugs, the maskana of the Gemara there is like Rava who shlugs up. Rav Chisda says that there's only three averes you have to give yourself up for, but the Ramban says there's not even Rav Chisda wouldn't hold that way. But then he brings a braisa, a chitzonis. He brings some braisa that he found, and the braisa says like this. There's a Tana Kama says, Shlosha devarim ein omdim mifnei pikuach nefesh. There are three things that a person should not give his life up for. These are they. avodas gelulim gilui aroyos shvichas damin. Rab Meir omer av hagezel. Rab Meir says there's a fourth thing called theft. So there's such a brisa that holds that this is maybe not like the Maram Shik's Hezber, that Gezel is part of Ritzicha, but this brisa says that a person, just like a person is not allowed to kill another person or do Avodah Zarah, worship an idol under threat of death, same thing, a person should not steal under threat of death. And that's another makar to the Shita of Rashi, who says, or Chisan, or who to hold that way, that it's a person is not allowed to steal even under threat of death. Finally, there's a Yerushalmi in Avodah Zarah. It's the same Yerushalmi in Shabbos. It says like this. The Yerushalmi says, Ein dochin nefesh mimnei nefesh. You're not allowed to cast aside one life for another life, meaning if someone says, kill this person or we're going to kill you, you can have no right to kill that person to save your own life. Lo sof davar sha'amelo harog es ish peloni. The Yerushalmi says, not only where they said, kill that person, ela amelo chamos es ish peloni. Even if they said, steal from that person, plunder that person, even then, you're not allowed to steal from that person, you're mechuyah to give up your life. That's the way the Pnei Moshe learns the Yerushalmi. And it's another raya, and the Pnei Moshe says over there, Maraponim says over there, that this Yerushalmi goes to the Shitas Rav Chisda in Ksuvas, that this is this Shita, so that we've seen a few places already, that a person is not allowed to steal even under threat of death. Gezel is like an Aveira Chamura. What will the others do with that? Yerushalmi, the Karban Eda in Shabbos, says a different shot in the Yerushalmi. He says, of course, just the stealing. If you want to take that water bottle, of course, you do that rather than die. What the Yerushalmi means is it's usher to steal, because what's going to happen? If they tell you, go steal from that person, what's he going to do? He's going to go fight back, and you're going to have to end up killing him to save your life. So if they told you to steal from that person, then really it's the same thing as them telling you to kill that person. It's the same ideal, and it'll be usher to steal from that person also, because it'll lead to death. So we have a machlokas rishonim, a machlokas amorayim, maybe even a machlokas tanoyim, whether it's permitted to steal in order to save your life. Rashi says clearly, at least according to Rav Chisda and Rav Huna, that a person can't steal in order to save his life. And according to the Maraponis Pshat in the Yerushalmi, that's confirmed over there, that you can't steal to save your life. And the Ramban has a Braisa Chitonius, which says a person can't steal to save his life. Keneged them, we have Tosus and the Rush, who say that even Rav Huna never meant that you can't steal to save your life. What they meant was, you can't steal without planning on paying back. But as long as you plan on paying back, it's okay. So that's the Hetra, and that's the way Shulchan Aruch paskins. And that seems to be the Maskana of the Ramban. And carbonatus pshat in the Yerushalmi also works that way, that it's only usher to steal if it'll end up to a possible murder. But in a normal situation where a person's dying and he needs that glass of water to save himself, it will be mutter to steal, and they're not even saying anything about in order to that you have in mind to pay back. But from the first sugya we learned, and the Shulchan Aruch, it seems, once again the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is afilu b'sakonas maves, even though he's a threat of death, and he needs to steal something from his friend to save his life, he has to be careful not to take it unless he's planning on paying it back. And like we said, even if he doesn't have the money now, as long as he plans to, he hopefully will get the money, that'll be okay. That was the shy. Do I have to pay back? It's hard to finish the words, but that's the alternative. Seems to be worse. That's I think why they're learning that shot. Right? The words certainly fit in Rashi. Am I allowed to burn it down to save my life? And the answer was no. Right? So Tosas and the Rush don't want to say that. The answer is that you can't save your life through with someone's money. So they say it means, do I have to pay back after I save my life? That's what they say. Now there was a big shaila by the Binyan Sion. He has a shaila. He has a few Shuvas about this sugya. The one I have here in Simen Kuf Ayin, he talks about where there were two people that were sick, with a similar disease, and one of them died. And the question was, can you do an autopsy on the person that died, because maybe you'll find out what was wrong with him, and be able to find a cure for the other person who's still alive. But generally, we don't do autopsies because of nivul hames. We talked about that series on Dayanus. We don't do autopsies. It's nivul hames is an iser. But over here, where it's pikuach nefesh, where we're going to save a life, is it permitted to do this nivul hames, to be zayin hames of this person who died, in order to find out what the cause of death was and possibly save the life of the other person? Right, and once again, here the person was here. They both had the same. It's not that they're doing it for research, right? Research, there's no heter for it. Here they're doing it because they had the same sickness. They went to the same place and they ate the same food and they came back sick. And one of them died and the other one's still sick. Do we open them up to find out what we can do to save the other person's life? So Din Yasin brings down this sugya that we just learned. And he said, well, according to Rashi, it's certainly going to be osir. Because Rashi holds that you're not allowed to save your life by taking someone's money. Right? So if you're not allowed to take someone's money to save your life, certainly you're not allowed to do nivul hames to save your life, because that's even worse. The money, you know, I'll get money from somewhere else, I'll get another water bottle, but to get somebody's all cut up and he's a nivul hames, it's nothing worse than that. So the Binyan Sin says, certainly according to Rashi, you can't do such a thing. If you can't take his money, you can't do an autopsy on this other person. But okay, but that wouldn't be so bad because we possibly Tosus and the Rush. But he says, even according to Tosus and the Rush, you can't do it. Because Tosus and the Rush only gave a heter in the way the Shulchan Aruch said, and you can only take his money if you have in mind that you're going to pay back. It's Almanas L'Shalim. That's what the Gemara's Maskana was by David HaMelech. He's allowed to If he's allowed to kill himself, he's allowed to save his life, I mean, by burning down the stacks of barley, but he has to pay them back. But over here, you're allowed to take money if you're going to pay it back. So we're going to say, I'm allowed to do nivul hames to save my life, but I can't pay it back. There's nothing to pay back. I buy the money, I can take the money and give back the money eventually. But by nivul hames, there's nothing I can do. To take that autopsy and be mevatzeh, I have no answer, because there's no way I could pay that back. I'll pay back the yarshim, the money, I feel bad that we did such a thing. Right? But that's not the helping that mace, that's minuval, because to save your life. So the binyan sin paskin, that you can't do that autopsy. That was his halacha l'maisa. But it's a very tiny that the Ma'ariv Shik has on the Binyan Siyan. He says a beautiful tiny against the Binyan Siyan Svara. He asks the Binyan Siyan, why is it that the Tosas and the Rosh Paskin that you're allowed to steal only if you have in mind to pay back? Right? The Svara is because Pikuch Nefesh, you could take your life. Steal without paying pikuach nefesh. Let me just steal it. There's no aveira that stands before pikuach nefesh. So let me just steal stam. Right now I'm in mortal danger. I need this water, and there's no way I can get this water. I live without this water, and I don't see him around to ask him. So let me steal it, and I'm not going to pay him back. I don't know who it is, and I'm just going to take it. So the answer is, let me just take it without paying it back. The answer is that you don't have pikuach nefesh to steal without paying back, because for the same price as stealing without paying back, you could steal with having in mind to pay back. But it's not pikuach nefesh to steal and keep the money forever, because you can steal and pay back, which even though it's aser from the pasuk chavol, the pasuk yecheskel chavol yoshi rosh gzeil yishalim, it's aser to do. The shayla was deraisa rabban, we'll see soon. But even though it's also to do, but it's not as bad as stealing without paying back. So that's why Tosas and the Rosh and the Shulchan are paskin, that if you're in such a situation, Chas v'Sholem, and you need to steal, but have in mind to pay back, because that way you're lessening the Aveira. You're not doing as bad as you're not doing worse than you need to. It's the same, let me steal and not pay back. You don't have pikuach nefesh for such a situation because you can steal with having a mind to pay back. But what happens if you're in a situation where it's impossible to pay back? Like this case of the Bezarya and Hameis, the Maharal Sheikh says. In this case over here, the person is in mortal danger. So what do you want to say? Well, he really should be able to do Bezarya and Hameis, but he can't pay back. But there's no choice to pay back. So he says, since we hold nothing stands in front of Pikuach Nefesh, except for Ritzicha and Gila Erois and Shvich HaSamen, and we don't hold, like Rashi, that stealing is included in Ritzicha. We don't hold that Chiddush of Rashi. So nothing stands in front of Pikuach Nefesh. You have no choice over here in this situation. There's no way to pay that Bezarya and Hameis. So certainly, he says, the person, you're allowed to do the autopsy on this person to say the person is still alive. And that's his halacha l'maisa. Now, based on that, based on that, Yisrei Choshen says, back to that case we said in the beginning, where the water bottle is there, you don't know who it belongs to, and you have no way of finding out. And we said, well, so then you shouldn't be able to take it because there's no way to pay back. But no, that'll be, according to the Maharam Shikha, it'll be okay also, because the only reason we said you have to pay back was because to steal without paying back isn't pikuach nefesh, because you could always steal and pay back. But where there's no choice of paying back because you don't know who it belongs to, according to the Ram Shik will be okay. That's the way Yisrei Choshen concludes in this case also, that certainly it's if nothing stands in front of pikuach nefesh except these three aveiros, we don't hold like Rashi that a gezel is a fourth or it's included in Ritzicha. We hold like most Rishonim who hold that it's only Ritzicha, Gila Royas, and Avodah Zarah, not stealing, if you can pay back, so then you're mechuyev, because you don't have, it's not pikuach nefesh to steal without paying back. But if there's no way of paying back, like the case of Bezarya and Hameis, or you don't know who it belongs to, in those cases, the Maharam Shik, I mean, if you want to ask my advice for Allah Lamaisa, I would be someone from the Maharam Shik in such a case, and take it and save your life, right? I think you'll be doing the right thing. Now that's pikuach nefesh. How about it's not quite pikuach nefesh, but you need it, you're uncomfortable, and you're very, very thirsty, and you just need it, or read the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in a second, or is that someone's threatening you, not to kill you, but to make you uncomfortable, then, unless you steal from that person, how about then? So Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, like this, it's also to steal, even though you're planning on paying back. But I feel, right, once again, it's also even if you're under normal circumstances, you can steal, even if you're planning on paying back. Last week we said an exception, if you have it ahead of time and you give it to him, it's better. This week we had an exception of pikuach nefesh. But if you don't have those two exceptions, it's aser. Va'afilu lirfuah scholi she'in bo sakana. Even if you need medicine, and it's not that that the person's going to die from it. It's just it's uncomfortable, or he might end up having to go to the hospital for a few days because he doesn't have his insulin. Let's assume something that's not, it's not pikuach nefesh. He'll be uncomfortable. Oh, lihinotza b'mei anas, or even to save himself from some extortioner. Onso b'yisurei aguf, who threatens to hurt him, but she'im b'asakana, not to kill him. They just threaten to make him uncomfortable. It's aser to steal. Mimneishu who aser iser shel Torah, because that's an iser derai. So this is the Shulchan Harav passing that even though you're stealing on the condition to pay back, it'll still be an iser derai. So the ein misrafim shelav b'makom sakana el b'iser derai. So from we only have a heter to do an iser derabanan. For refuah, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, they're not allowed to steal, even though you intend to pay back, to save yourself from physical pain or from a sickness from which it is not life-threatening. That's the Shulchan Aruch Harav's psak. Pitzchei Choshen asks on him from a halacha in Simen Shin Ches. There's a halacha that if your barrel of honey breaks, you're allowed to quickly take someone else's barrel to save your money. So he says, if you're allowed to take someone's property to save money, why aren't you allowed to take this property to save yourself from physical pain? Why should that be any different? So the Imre Yaakov, this Pirush on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, says, that's an exception. That halacha in Ches is talking about where something sudden happens and all of a sudden the thing breaks and there's something over here where it's drowning and you want to save it with someone else's property. So then there's a special halacha, it's a Tanai Bezdin, that you're allowed to save your property with someone else's property. But if it's not a sudden thing, it's just someone has a certain condition and he needs it and he wants to steal in order to save himself, and here's money to pay you. That's not what that talkon is about. So the Ibn Yaakov says you can't rely on that halacha over here to steal in order to make medicine when it's not life threatening. However, he wants to use the Taz that we learned last week. The Taz said last week that this halacha that you're not allowed to steal to pay back, we said if it's you give him something better, then it's okay. The Taz, remember, brought the Yom Shel Shlomo and said, how can you rely on such a thing that you can't steal? It's called Losachma. You can't take property that doesn't belong to you without asking first. But the Taz said that if it was for a Surah Gadol, then you needed it. So then you can rely on the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch Halacha, because the person wants to do a mitzvah with his money. The Nikolai Lindish Leva mitzvah b'moni, a person wants to do a mitzvah with his money, so the Taz said such a hetra last week. So the Imri Yaakov says, well, so maybe here also, a person would certainly want to save a fellow Jew from having pain or missing his medicine and having to start all over again and be uncomfortable. A person certainly would want that. A person wants to do a mitzvah with his money, so maybe you could rely on that Taz from last week. However, he concludes that Taz was going with a rush, and that only worked if you machted something ahead of time to him to pay back. So, you know, if you have something in your pocket, you have a watch, and say, okay, I'll take this cup of water so I can take my medicine, and I'll be machting the watch to him ahead of time. So then you could rely on this Taz and the different heterim that we're talking about. But other than that, he concludes he wouldn't have such a heter. So reviewing what we've done tonight, once again, there's halacha, you're not allowed to steal, even though you're planning on paying back. Last week we had one exception. This week we had another exception, and that was pikuach nefesh. For pikuach nefesh, you are allowed to steal to save your life. Rashi, we said, disagreed. Rashi held, you can't even steal in order to save your life. That's chumra of gezel, it's like betzicha. The person has to die rather than steal 10 cents from his friend. The Tosafot and the Rosh said, you're allowed to save your life. Even though you're stealing, it's not one of the three chamuras, you're allowed to steal. If you have the choice, the way the Maram Shik concludes, if you have a choice, so then certainly have a mind to steal with the intention to pay back, because it's just some steal and say, okay, I might as well take advantage here and keep this forever. That's not pikuach nefesh. You can steal for the same price you could steal and have in mind to pay back. However, the way the Maariv Shikhan concludes, not like the Binyan Tzion, if there is no possibility of paying back, you don't have the choice of paying back. So in that case, do we say that it's mutter to steal, because once again, there's nothing nefesh, even though in the case of bizayon hames, there's no way of paying back that bizayon, or in a case where you don't know who the water belongs to, there's no possibility to pay it back. So certainly, you should take it and steal even the mokam pikuach nefesh and not give up your life for the aveira of not stealing. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the way it's understood by the Maram Shik. For anything less than pikuach nefesh, it's just a matter of discomfort or embarrassment. You know, I need a coat because someone's coming and I need it right now. Just for discomfort, so there is no clear heter. The only heter for discomfort will be to rely on what we spoke about last week. It'll have to be that you have something better and you're makna the payment ahead of time, that he certainly would want such a thing. There's no reason why he wouldn't want it. It's something that's omeg to sell. All the different conditions we spoke about last week, and you make that kinyan to him ahead of time, so now you're not really stealing because he paid that first, and it's just he's selling him, and it's not losachma because he's not complaining about it. So under those circumstances, you'll have to, you can rely on taking it. But other than that, there doesn't seem to be any heter. The only heter is pikuach nefesh, not anything less than that.